All right, well, that's glad everyone that can be with us is. It's kind of a little bit of a different time we're going through. Let's have to go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We just ask your blessing, Father, upon your word, Lord. We ask your blessing upon each of the brothers, Lord, scattered out in different places. Lord, we ask that you'd help us be faithful to you. Lord, help us to understand the times we're living in, Father, and Lord, prepare ourselves for them. Lord, again, we thank you for all that you do. Fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom. In Jesus' precious name, amen. All right, just again, extend greetings to everyone that that hears this and those who can't. We're being separated like this, not meeting because of the problems that we're facing in the country. We kind of get a little bit of a feel for some of the brethren that are scattered out all by themselves somewhere that are isolated all the time because there is no fellowship. So continue to remember to pray for them. This morning I want to talk about, you know, turn to Matthew chapter 24. Begin in verse 15 is where we'll start. Now I think we'll start a little different. Let's just begin in verse 3. Read there. Again, just kind of talking about the signs of Christ's return. This is something we all kind of have in the back of our minds sometimes, and what I want to do today is just to get us to consider how serious this is to us. What is our true reaction? What we're having now, the government's asked us to isolate ourselves somewhat, and so we're asked us not to gather for church. Government's taking this situation we're in very seriously. And how are we responding to it? Sometimes we, for one thing, I guess we could, the way we respond to it would be just, some of us could be responding as just, how am I going to get through this mess? Or all the trouble that's going on, and how are we just going to survive through this ordeal? And so we make our plans and we try to adjust the way we're living just so we can go on living. Others, we could just scoff at the things going on and not learn anything from it, just mock those who are panicking or in fear. We could just scoff. And this is just foolishness. But we don't know really what this is. It may not turn out to be much, but it could very well be something. But the heart of the whole thing is, what should it do with us? Is it drawing us nearer to the Lord? You know, whenever we go through serious times, a lot of times it is a time to draw us closer to the Lord, that we could consider the Lord could return anytime. The Lord could call us to be with Him. We could use this as a time that our thoughts, instead of just preparing how to live or how to prepare to get through this, is use it as a time to really reflect on where we are with the Lord and to become closer to Him. This, one of the things I do want to kind of think about is okay, this is something that's going on. It's affecting us. It's affecting those around us. Some people having to stay completely in their house. Just almost a time of martial law over this disease that's going. But it could be because of a war or because of all kinds of trouble, different things going on. This could just be the beginning of how the government responds to any kind of crisis that we might be. This might just be the very beginning of things. And it might happen so often that it just becomes commonplace. Many people live like this. And we just could, well, this is just normal. This is the way things are. And all of those things just teach us to prepare to go through and how to live instead of, does this draw me closer to the Lord? Does this draw my thoughts to the Lord returning and being prepared for that? This verse, Jesus taught about this in Matthew 24, verse 3. As he was sitting in the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "See to it that no one misleads you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will mislead many." I think we are living definitely in this time. This is one of the first things he says, that many will come to him. Come in my name, saying, "I am the Christ," and will mislead many. And I think a lot of times we think of someone, you know, we've heard stories in times past where people said that they were the Messiah, that they were Jesus, and they drew a certain amount of people away to follow him. But I think that's much broader than this. How many different groups of people are saying, "This is the way. This is how you do it. This is, you've got to be a part of our group or this group or that group." And the Bible says that many will come in my name saying that I am the Christ or I am the way, and will mislead many. And we see that all around us today. Then it says, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end." And again, it's frightening sometimes to hear of wars and rumors of wars or pestilence or all kinds of things going on. And Jesus comforts us and tells us that this is just the way it's supposed to be or way it will be. The problem is oftentimes we get numb to hearing these things, hearing about them, and we just again prepare to live and to get through this instead of letting it draw us near to the Lord. And that's the danger of being frightened. We become accustomed to it and it doesn't affect us anymore. And so then we can just scoff or mock and laugh and go on, just prepare for whatever. And we don't see it as an opportunity to prepare ourselves to draw near to the Lord. And it's not just this, what we're going through. This is, we become hardened in everything that comes at our way. It says, "For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes, but all these things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs. Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. that time many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many because lawlessness is increased. Most people's love will grow cold. And that's what I'm talking about. That this, many of these things have happened throughout history. This has already been fulfilled. And it's just gone on and on and on. But these, because of all of this, people's hearts will grow cold. It'll be harder and harder to truly see what's going on. I mean, we look in the Bible, in the Old Testament, and all throughout history, and in the Bible, we read things that have happened in history and in the Old Testament, and we see how, why didn't they see what was going on? Why couldn't they recognize what was happening? And I think the reason is people's hearts just grow cold, their ears become dull because of all the hype and all the things that are going on around them. They miss whenever they just tune it out and become unaware. It says, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. I've heard many people use this as a cry for evangelism, to make sure the world, the gospel has been preached to all nations, but that has been fulfilled many, many years ago. There's people that haven't heard today, but there is a time in history where the gospel has touched every nation. Then I want to turn to verse 32. And it says, now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you will know summer is near. So you too, when you shall see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. And here he gives us his probably clearest thing that we should look for today. The coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. All the verses previous is talking about things that will happen. And it says, but the end is not near, it's not yet. All those things are just going to happen. But then he gets here to the end and he says, for the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day of Noah entered, until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there shall be two men in the field, one shall be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and one left. Whenever he returns, I don't see things maybe sticking out as dark and black to people. Whenever he returns, they'll be eating, drinking, building, marrying, giving in marriage. Everything will be going normally. Not that there won't be wars and rumors of wars or pestilence or all of these things that he talked about before, but we'll become so accustomed to them that we'll just be learning how to adjust and live in this life just going on. Instead of using this time to realize or recognize and actually be drawing nearer and closer to the Lord. When the days of those before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage till the day that Noah entered in the ark. They weren't prepared. They did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. They saw the signs. They went through hard times. They went through times of trouble. There was wars. There was all kinds of things going on. But they had become so accustomed to them that the love of many caused their hearts. The love of many. The hearts of many. Let me see. Where is this? Oh, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold in this translation. That growing cold or just growing accustomed to the problems and the situations, that's where people become scoffers, is whenever they are alarmed. Usually a scoffer is someone that's been scared to death and then nothing happened. And so their hearts become cold. And they soon just scoff at anybody trying to warn them or any sign or anything that's going on warns them. So the important thing is we don't have to worry about things that are going on around us. We don't have to get all carried away with dangers or troubles, no matter how real they are. But our response should be to draw near to the Lord instead of just trying to figure out how am I going to get through this situation. So anyway, that's what I have this morning. Just trying to encourage us to this little bit of a different time. I don't say it's a difficult one because I think there's people that live this way and that's difficult. Just us going through a little time where our biggest restraint is not being able to meet together is not that difficult. It's just a different time. And so just encourage us to prepare ourselves to take the time to not just use the time just to see how far ahead we can get or an extra time we can just go do whatever we want to do, but spend our time preparing and for the Lord's return and drawing near to Him. Anyway, well, thank you all for joining in today, and may the Lord bless you. God be with you till we meet again. In Jesus' name.
How firm.